From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports call for the public to foster support for all sports. Indonesian Air Force discusses joint training with Japan. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports Dito Aryo Tejo calls for the public to foster support for all sports that compete in the international arena, as shown for the soccer branch in the performance of the Indonesian U23 national team. Minister Dito Aryo Tejo said it in the official website of the ministry on Friday after attending the watching together of the playoff match of the Indonesian U23 national team against Guinea at the Kota Waringin Barat Region's office, Central Kalimantan, on Thursday night. The ministry appreciated the enthusiasm of thousands of local residents to attend the Watching Together event. He warns that great support for soccer can also be shown for all other sports that compete internationally, especially at the 2024 Paris Olympics. Until now, there are at least 21 Indonesian athletes who have confirmed that they will take part in the world's highest sports competition in Paris. Deputy Chief of the Indonesian Air Force, Vice Marshal Andiawan Martono, discussed joint training plans with Japan Air Self-Defense Deputy Chief Lieutenant General Takuto Ogaswara alongside the 2024 Air and Space Conference in Canberra, Australia, on May the 9th. As quoted from the Indonesian Air Force official statement on Friday, the two officials discussed the possibility of joint exercise between the two air forces. The statement said that both nations can share knowledge on war strategies and technology of the main weapon system. The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy of Indonesia readied a special occasion as the Center of Creative Economy, Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises during the Indonesian Independence Anniversary Commemoration Ceremony in the new capital Nusantara on August 17th, 2024. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, in an official statement from his ministry on Friday, stated that Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Center will become operational in July or early August. Minister Uno also explained that around 300 to 400 micro, small and medium enterprises players will be involved in the first Independence Day commemoration ceremony to be held in Nusantara. Head of the Indonesian National Population and Family Planning Agency, Hastowardoyo has said that Indonesia's new capital Nusantara in East Kalimantan can become a model region with zero new stunting cases. He made the statement during the signing of Memorandum of Understanding by the agency and the Nusantara Capital Authority in Balikpapan, East Kalimantan on Friday. He further said that his site is ready to support Nusantara with database which reflects family condition in detail, including stunting risk status. The U.S. says Israel may have used American-supplied weapons in breach of international humanitarian law in some instances during the war in Gaza. As quoted by BBC.com on May the 11th, it is reasonable to assess that U.S.-supplied arms have been used in ways inconsistent with Israel's obligations, says the State Department, but it added that the U.S. government did not have complete information on its assessment. The White House ordered review looked into how the country, along with six others engaged in conflict, has used U.S.-supplied arms since the start of last year. The Palestinian militant group Hamas stated on Friday that efforts to find a Gaza Strip truce deal were back at square one after Israel effectively spurned a plan from international mediators, and the White House said it was trying to keep the sides engaged, if only virtually. As quoted by ArabNews.com, Hamas in a statement conveyed that it would consult with other Palestinian faction on its strategy for talks to halt 7 months of war. Hours earlier, the United Nations warned that aid for Gaza could grind to a halt in days after Israel seized control this week of the Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt, a vital route for supplies to the devastated Palestinian enclave. Spokesperson of the Foreign Ministry of Vietnam, Pham Thu Hang, has said that like many other countries, Vietnam follows with keen interest the expanding membership of BRICS, or a group of emerging economies that includes Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. As reported by VOVworld.vn, at a press conference in Hanoi, she responded to a question about the possibility of Vietnam joining BRICS this year. According to Pham Thu Hang, Vietnam is a responsible and active member of the international community that follows a foreign policy of multilateralism, diversification, independence, and self-reliance. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasi, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The first item in the news from across Indonesia comes from Jayapura, Papua province. The Regency Government of Jayapura, Papua said that sago would be the main food menu at the 14th Lake Sentani Festival 2024. Head of the Jayapura Regency Culture and Tourism Service, Ted Mokai, in Sentani Wednesday said various culinary delights made from sago will be served at this year's Lake Sentani Festival. According to him, in the development of the era, sago cannot only be made into the traditional papeda as a staple food in Papua, but can be processed in such a way as to become a promising culinary product that is low in sugar content. The 14th Sentani Lake Festival 2024 is planned to be held from June the 19th until 23rd at Kalkhote Beach, East Sentani District, Jayapura Regency, Papua Province. The next news comes from Magelang, Central Jawa. In Journey Destination Management conveys the readiness of the Borobudur Temple Tourist Park to welcome the Tri Suci Vesak Day celebration 2568 BE. Director of Marketing and Tourism Program in Journey, Maya Watono, in a press release in Magelang Tuesday said that the series of events will be taking place from May the 18th until 24th. This activity aims to celebrate togetherness across religions and cultures and provide a deep spiritual experience for the thousands of Buddhists who attend. The Vesak celebration is organized by the Indonesian Buddhist representatives or Walubi with the support of various parties, including the central government. It is hoped that this can become a momentum to strengthen the position of Borobudur Temple as a super priority tourism destination. The last news item comes from Banyuwangi, East Java. Ancient manuscripts from Banyuwangi District, East Java, were presented by the Indonesian National Library in the socialization event for mainstreaming Indonesian manuscript of National Collective Memory 2024 on Tuesday. Head of the Center for Library Information Services and Management of Archipelago Manuscripts, National Library, Agus Sutoyo said that Banyuwangi has an ancient manuscript tradition that is rooted in local tradition, has a good ecosystem marked by many communities activities and public attention to ancient manuscripts, and has support from the regional government. Indonesian Manuscripts of National Collective Memory is one of the National Library's programs in collaboration with the Manasa community to record ancient manuscripts nationally, which have important value for the civilization of the Indonesian nation. Ancient manuscripts that have been designated will be projected to be proposed as Memory of the World UNESCO. That was news from across Indonesia. I'll start today in history with May 11, 1914, the birthday of Ismail Marzuki. Ismail Marzuki is a great Indonesian composer who was born on May 11, 1914. Since the age of 17, Ismail Marzuki has produced great works which are still often heard today. Many of his songs become nationally popular. One of his works is the song General Election, which was first played during the 1955 election. For Radio Republik Indonesia, the national radio in particular, Ismail Marzuki has a big role in Indonesian music programs on radio. Apart from broadcasting music programs, Ismail Marzuki was also the leader of the Jakarta Studio Orchestra, which was owned by Radio Republik Indonesia at that time. Over now to May 11, 1998, India tests nuclear weapon. India conducted 3 underground nuclear tests in Pokhran, including a thermonuclear device on May 11, 1998. This is the first time India has tested weapons of mass destruction since 1974. India carried out the test without warning the international community, thereby angering its neighbor Pakistan. Another thing that makes Pakistan angry is that Pokhran, the state of Rajasthan, which is the location of the test, is only about 150 kilometers from the border with Pakistan. I'll end today in history with May 11, 1995, the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons was extended indefinitely. The Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons Treaty, or NPT, is a landmark international treaty whose objective is to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons and weapons technology, to promote cooperation in the peaceful uses of nuclear energy, and to further the goal of achieving nuclear disarmament and general and complete disarmament. The treaty represents the only binding commitment in a multilateral treaty to the goal of disarmament by the nuclear weapon states. Opened for signature in 1968, the treaty entered into force in 1970. On May 11, 1995, the treaty was extended indefinitely. A total of 191 states have joined the treaty, including the 5 nuclear weapon states. That was today in history.
Hey, y'all. You know this beat. Original elevated God, the Asiatic Rastaman. Yes, I. You don't know this original Ras Mama alongside Psycho G and Double R. We are moving in one energy, hip hop and dancehall. Yes, I.
Kena pam tidi pikirkan, kena pam tidi bayangkan. Sudah sudah, lupa lupakan, dikit ego. Galang satu
meradang emosi, membakar hati, membuat membuat saling berkelahi. Tapi ku cinta perdamaian persatuan. Lepaskan beban tanpa keributan. Hey! Bersatulah, bersatulah. Jangan terpisah, terpecah belah. Peace of peace, of peace, of peace. Hilangkan sifat sadis dan anatis. Beda pendapat bukanlah masalah. Asal dirimu tidak cepat marah. Seiring budaya.
Sangat indah. Jangan terbawa suasana dan amarah. Buang jauh-jauh sifat egoismu. Ciptakan persatuan, buang rasa bencimu. Yo 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 yo, kita berdendang. Jangan hip-hop, irama, reggae, semua bergoyang. Janganlah bersedih ataupun engkau bimbang. Daripada rusuh, mendingan bersenang-senang. Bergandengan tangan di dalam kasih. Jangan adu domba atau saling berselisih. Buang arogansi yang ada di dalam diri. Tersenyum-tersenyum dengan wajah.
Kenapa mesti dipikirkan? Kenapa mesti dibayangkan? Sudah sudah, lupa lupakan, dikit ego.
hidup mu membatasi pikiran. Kadang berbeda kepentingan, yeah, saling bersendirian, yeah. Bahkan mungkin hasil terbenci pada sesama. Jangan lupa Bhinneka Tunggal Ika yang pertama.
Tak ada
ini hidup tanpa sensasi,
tak ada
perdamaian tanpa toleransi,
tak ada
garing yang tak punya reda,
tak ada
hidup tanpa darah di jantung berdetak, yeah. Sekarang semua angkat tanganmu ke atas, yeah. Bayangkan kau ada di surga tak terbatas. Suku, agama, ras, dan golongan tak pisahkan. Kita semua bersaudara, jangan risaukan.
Tuan-tuan dan nyonya-nyonya, gak cuma di chorus, dengerin Ras Muhammad,
okay. Sudah, jangan engkau perang, jangan kau membuat konflik dengan teman. Kau harus mengerti ini persatuan, harus lebih damai dan berjabat tangan. Dan kau hentikan ribut dan selisih, itu hanya bikin dunia lebih berisik. Kita harus lebih berpikir positif, kita harus ada love, peace and energy. Yo, Ras Muhammad, double R dan Psycho G, dan Torege Hip Pop, rock the party. Dari batok kepala sampai alas kaki, membuat kau bergoyang, hey. Kenapa mesti dipikirkan,
oh.
Kenapa mesti dibayangkan,
yes.
Sudah,
oh.
Lupakan,
oh.
Kikis ego,
yes.
Sekarang persatuan. Kenapa mesti dipikirkan,
oh.
Kenapa mesti dibayangkan,
yes.
Sudah,
oh.
Lupakan,
oh.
Kikis ego,
yes.
Sekarang persatuan. Kenapa mesti dipikirkan,
oh.
Kenapa mesti dibayangkan,
yes.
Sudah,
oh.
Lupakan,
oh.
Kikis ego,
yes.
Kenapa mesti dipikirkan,
oh.
Kenapa mesti dibayangkan,
yes.
Sudah,
oh.
Lupakan,
oh.
Kikis ego,
yes.
Sekarang persatuan.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy explains the benefits of investing in Indonesia at the 2024 Annual Investment Meeting. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, head of the Tourism and Creative Economy Agency, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, attended the 2024 Annual Investment Meeting Congress in Abu Dhabi, United Emirates. On that occasion, Sandiaga Uno explained the various benefits gained by the world investors if they invest in the Indonesian tourism sector and creative economy. The press release from the ministry said the Congress Roundtable Discussion Session on May the 9th in Abu Dhabi is a place where major world investors who also represent the government, private sector, and communities gather to promote investment. He explained, Indonesia has a very open policy for investment in various fields, especially in the tourism and creative economy sectors. Sandiaga Uno explained another advantage, namely that every investment in Indonesia can create 6 times more jobs, such as jobs related to sustainability, green economy, women's empowerment, and also creating jobs that can improve welfare. He explained Indonesia's economy grew by 5.05% in 2023. Gross domestic product's average annual growth rate has exceeded 5% in the last few decades and is expected to remain above 5% in 2024. Indonesia also has entered the era of demographic bonus, with a large population reaching 277 million in 2023 and a large workforce with 2/3 of the population being of working age. During his visit to Abu Dhabi, the Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy also held a meeting with the CEO of Nirwana Travel and Tourism, Ala Al Ali, to discuss the potential for cooperation and investment in the Indonesian tourism and creative sector. One of the potentials explored in the meeting was holding world-class events in Indonesia. Sandiaga Uno also held a meeting with ADQ, an investment entity from the United Arab Emirates, In this meeting, he invited ADQ to invest in Indonesia in an effort to develop the potential of the tourism and creative sector in the country. That was my Indonesia.
Jika kami bersama, nyalakan tanda bahaya. Jika kami berpesta, hening akan terpecah. Aku, dia, dan mereka, memang kita memang beda. Tak perlu berpura-pura, memang begini adanya. Dan kami di sini akan terus
from Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, Jepara has a charming and exotic natural wonder, especially its beach. One of the beach in Jepara that has a stunning attraction is Teluk Awur Jepara Beach. It is located not far from the downtown of Jepara, about 4 km to the south. Teluk Awur Beach is located in Teluk Awur Village, Tahunan Subdistrict, Jepara Regency, Central Java. The beach is an interesting destination to enjoy its natural beauty. Listener, Teluk Awur is truly an interesting destination to enjoy its natural beauty. Besides enchanting with its white sand and stunning sea beauty and clear water, this beach also offers a calm and clean atmosphere, and creates a suitable place to play in the water or bask in the sand. This beach has characteristics that are particularly attractive to visitors. The waves are calm and the deep is quite shallow, allowing tourists to comfortably swim or play in the water. The presence of mangrove trees along the beach also provides a cool and calming atmosphere. In addition, Teluk Awur Beach also provides an area that can be used for various sports activities, such as soccer or beach volleyball. Listener, where visitors who like challenges can try exciting games such as banana boat, jet ski, and flying fish boat. Moreover, visitors can also enjoy stalls equipped with gazebos and create a comfortable place to relax and enjoy the view. You will also be spoiled with the charm and the most enchanting sunset on this Jepara beach. The mirage effect will make the western sky above the Sea of Awur Bay appear orange or reddish yellow. We can also feel the breezy and calm wave at Teluk Awur Beach, which takes approximately 15 minutes to drive from the city center, creating a natural harmony that can calm the mind. Listener, the best time to explore the beauty and the resting spot at Teluk Awur Beach is in the morning and the evening. Another thing to remember is to bring a camera to capture the beauty at Teluk Awur Beach. If you want to experience the night atmosphere on Teluk Awur Beach, we can spend the night around this beach. Listeners, that's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. See you tomorrow at the same time and frequency.
Tapi sungguh tak akan lama. Kau bisa merobek hatiku, tapi aku tahu obatnya. Manusia, manusia kuat, itu kita.
Jiwa-jiwa yang kuat, itu kita.
Manusia, manusia kuat, itu kita.
Jiwa-jiwa yang kuat, itu kita.
Kau bisa hitamkan putihku, kau takkan gelapkan apapun. Kau bisa runtuhkan jalanku, kan ku temukan jalan yang lain.
Manusia, manusia kuat, itu kita.
Jiwa-jiwa yang kuat, itu kita.
Manusia, manusia kuat, itu kita.
Jiwa-jiwa yang kuat, itu kita.
Bila bukan
kuat, itu kita jiwa-jiwa yang kuat, itu kita manusia-manusia kuat, itu kita jiwa-jiwa yang kuat, itu kita
manusia-manusia kuat, itu kita
patahkan kakiku, patah tanganku, rabut senyumku, hitamkan putihnya hatiku, tapi tidak mimpi-mimpiku.
Well listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia.
Indonesia's Mikael Jassin World Barista Champion beating 50 countries. Good news come from the Indonesian culinary world, especially in Indonesian coffee. Barista from Indonesia, Mikael Jassin's success in winning the first place title in the 2024 World Barista Championship. In this event, he defeated 53 national champions for 50 countries who competed from May 1 and 24 in Busan, South Korea. Mikael Jassin was one of the barristers who made it through to the semifinals and continued on the final round, which was attended by 6 best barristers in the world. From his LinkedIn page, Mikael Jassin is the founder of So Good Coffee Company and Chatur Coffee Company since 2020. He has been involved in the barista world for more than 10 years before finally starting his own coffee company. His journey to become a barista began when he was in Melbourne, Australia in 2012. At the time, he had just finished college and worked part-time as a barista, a job that Mikael Jassin pursued with all his heart. At the World Barista Championship in the Busan, South Korea 2024, Mikael Jassin served his signature drink called Eji Espresso. This drink comes from Ethiopian Link Race Coffee varieties that are inoculated with yeast and heat and grown at Fincha El Diviso in Huila, Colombia. He made Eji Espresso by mixing 3 types of milk, namely 60% milk, 20% cashew milk, and 20% oat milk. All ingredients are evaporated to concentration of 80%. The milk mixture is then clarified with lemon juice, aromatic palo, Santo infusion, palo santo vanilla syrup, and Indonesian cocoa nibs. Then, the mixture is combined and served at 50 degrees Celsius. Certain temperatures can create new flavors such as melon, watermelon, and sage with a soft mixture and black forest cake finish. Mikael Jassin also made espresso from Gesa Coffee produced at Fincha Deborah in Volcan, Panama. The ground Gesa Coffee beans are brewed with a longer brewing ratio of 2.5 to 1, giving aromas of jasmine, orange blossom, orange, honey, and a soft golden raisin finish. These two kinds of coffee impressed the judge and confirmed him as first winner. That's Miss Lenny.
Just the beginning. Yo, okay, detak detik tirai mulai menutup panggung. Tanda skenario wayo baru harus diusung. Lembaran kertas baru pun terbuka. Tirakan yang lama biarkan sang pena berlangkah. Kita pernah sebut
dengan tempo dulu. Maju kan hilang atau takkan pernah berlalu. Masa jaya putih biru atau abu-abu. Memori cinta-cinta aku dia dan kau.
Dia masih dialah pikiran. Ilmu bumi dan sekitarnya jadi ku dapat. Cinta masa sekolah yang pernah terjadi. That was the moment, a part of sin memory. Kita membumi melangkah berdua. Kita ciptakan hangat sebuah cerita. Mulai dewasa cemburu dan bunga. Finally now it's our time to make a history.
Bergegaslah kawan, ku sambut masa depan. Tetap berpegang tangan, saling berpelukan. Berikan senyuman, sebuah perpisahan. Kenanglah sahabat kita untuk selamanya.
Satu alasan kenapa kau rekam dalam memori. Satu cerita teringat di dalam hati. Karena kau berharga dalam hidupku teman.
Untuk satu pijakan menuju masa depan.
Sebab muka bersama, tawa bersama. Berpacu dalam prestasi, hal yang biasa. Satu persatu memori terekam.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a Korean song entitled Tanah Kerinduan, to be sung by Tania Dewi feat. Orkest Keroncong Side of X. The song was composed by Buniman BJ and popularized by Sundari Sukojo for the first time. It tells the story of an overseas immigrant longing for his homeland, Indonesia. He longed for the fascinating natural beauty, peaceful social harmony, and warmth of family back home. The song evokes deep emotions, expressing a desire to return to cultural roots and longing for Indonesia as the most comfortable home for every child of the nation. Here is Tania Dewi featuring Orkest Keroncong Side of X with the song Tanah Kerinduan.
yang bakal tumbuh, yang hilang berganti, yang hancur lebur akan terobati, yang sia-sia akan jadi makna, yang terus berulang suatu saat henti, yang pernah jatuh kan berdiri lagi, yang patah tumbuh, yang hilang berganti.
Voice of Indonesia.
Satu bahasa, jutaan makna cerita. Satu kata perkata di awal langkah pertama. Ini saatnya kita tentukan langkah baru. Bergerak maju, berwarna dan berdebu. Aku di sini dan engkau di sana.
bersama coba langkahi semua bendera. Redam amarah, mari bersuara, bicara bahasa kita dengan banyak cinta.
La 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 la, la 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 la.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.